Blog Talk Radio.
Come out of my house.
Get out here, girl.
Yeah.
I got something to say.
Now, you don't have to like it, but I'll...
Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there. What's your name, fine motherfucker?
Your name? Don't think that's,
Tom. Okay, now let's talk about Tom. Tom is the type of nigga that gives us wet dreams up in here. Medium brown, soft features, tall and in shape, but still soft and squishy. Now, I like to put the jelly inside my ass. Then put some of this peanut butter on top of it. I call it a peanut butter jelly and asshole sandwich. But Tom here will be calling it lunch.
Yeah, nigga.
What's cracking, everybody? West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nice, The Dagger, Bang Out Radio, L.A., West Coast all day. Thanks for being here tonight. I know y'all probably got a lot of better things y'all could be doing. We just got through with Christmas. I hope y'all survived Christmas time because I know it costs y'all a lot of money. Y'all's out there doing a lot of things. And New Year's is coming up, so I know y'all in rotation. Got a lot of things going on. Girls getting their hair done. People buying them clothes, trying to get tickets to Vegas. I know you what y'all out there doing. So if you're listening to my voice right now, if you're hanging out with me, I want to say thank you off top. I want to shout out to Opez Lachey, the boss lady herself, because without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. Wouldn't none of this be going on, so I got to thank her off top for giving me the chance to get out here, do what I do, hang out with y'all, play these slappers, play these independent artists. But tonight, no, it's West Coast Wednesday, you know, Hump Night. So we're kicking it back. We're relaxing. I'm sipping on some tequila sunrise. So, you know, I'm going to hold on. Get my mind right this Hump Night as I do. Every Wednesday night, as we try to get over the hump throughout the rest of the week, y'all. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make and very, 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 very special guest, Ivy Love, is calling in. She's going to holler at me. We're going to talk to her, see what's going on with her. Been trying to get on the show for like 3 episodes, but, you know, like I said, people have been busy lately. So it's okay. We're going to bring her in. We're going to jack her in. But also make sure y'all also check out the awards coming up, the independent Music Awards, all right, y'all? www.iaamawards.com. Go vote for your top independent artists. Make sure y'all go vote some more. That's the only way we're going to be able to win. We got the award shows coming up, and voting ends in March. So if you don't get in your votes now and you try to get them in later, then you're going to have a problem, all right? Understand that. Also, make sure all independent artists, R&B, rappers, producers, models, whoever's trying to network, whoever's trying to get their name out there, whoever's trying to do something positive with their life, get at me. Call in 661-621-7559. Holler, press 1 to holler at the host. Make sure y'all send y'all music, y'all pics, y'all bios, whatever y'all got out there, send it to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, and we're going to get it in rotation, and we're going to set things up, all right? So I'm going to be, we're going to get into some new music, because like I always say, new music gets played first. Then we're going to come right back with love, with Ivy Love. With Ivy Love's interview, all right, y'all? So make sure y'all hang in there, and we're going to be right back. This is brand, brand, brand new. Miss Nira featuring Pac-10. Hit it in the morning. Let's roll.
Good morning, baby.
Oh, so you up, huh? What's that?
No.
Ain't no uh-uh. Come here.
I gotta go somewhere.
Man, come here. Let me show you something.
No, you always say that.
Stop it. Uh-uh.
Won't go far.
pack up. Late night studio session, about to wrap up. Whole way home, I'm in the zone, tunnel vision. With visions of you and me sitting all morning, no religion. 6:05, I'm in the room, pull the covers back. You barely awake, but you shake when I touch your back. Kisses from your spine and a line down to your crack. It's over when I turn you over, Jehovah ain't shit on pack. All I hear is, oh my God, now you finally see the truth. Feeling like a goddess, don't be modest, baby, let it loose. I wanna wade in your woman juice until it's time for me to reproduce. So let it flow, I'm an old soul flawed, so it's no holes barred. When I got you on that headboard, screaming, oh Lord, back shot after back shot, posture all straight. Told you at the studio that I could not wait. I love how you come early when I come late. And after I arrive, you and I lie straight.
By the way, baby, that was great.
DJ Fall. You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in.
Coast to coast, mixtape DJs.
Yeah, it's your boy Mystery on the track. You know I'm a producer. I ain't no rapper. Shout out to Young Mel on this beat, though.
I heard you saying that, but every time I come back, you only throw the cat. But then you say you want love, but then there's nothing else. I guess there's gonna be another trophy up on the shelf. Why you screaming? I guess it's something I'm exercising like it was demons. You play your games, get caught, and then you say you learn. But see, when you play with fire, girl, you get burned. And I'm a straight torch. My heart is not a walk on and off like a porch. I remember when you told me you love me up under arch. And now I'm permanent pressed out with no starch. But ain't you 30 something? But now I see the one thing, you always frontin'. You told my mama you love me and it's love that you wantin'. But now I'm feeling disgusted, I'm finna push the button. Your love is limited. It only came around once a month like a period. You think I'm playing? Hell no, girl, I'm serious. You only jumped in the water just because you're curious. Damn, you straight grinding.
I told you one time all it takes, so please don't try me. You got the dick, now you whip, now you right behind me. She sucked me up anytime I want. Let me slime it. Dog, on my mind. I ain't lying. Cause if I'm lying, then I'm flying. Ain't no need for trying. Cause all the whoop tickets she selling, I just wouldn't buy. Cause after all the lying and trying, I felt like dying.
Edna, I'm on my way.
I know you feel me. Can't call a heart home when it feels so empty. Wanna give a person your all cause it sounded tempting. But now I caught your ass up and now you say I'm tripping.
Say I'm tripping, damn.
I'm about to end it. Couple of my new and old chicks might feel offended. Must keep it 200 at all times. Like Optimus Prime, yeah, I transform when I rhyme.
Mystery, are they ready? Ask them, let them know. We're back. West Coast Wednesdays, the Dagger, Hump Nights. We're getting over the hump, and I'm very, very, very proud to introduce Ivy Love in the building. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Yes, ma'am. Welcome to West Coast Wednesdays. What it do is great to have you here. It's after, like I said, I've been trying to track you down like the police. But...
And you still couldn't find me, huh?
Exactly. That as you should.
But I'll be good if the police ever try to find me. We'll be good.
There you go. There should nobody be able to find you unless you want to be found. So I understand it's okay. But how are you doing this evening?
Oh my goodness, I'm fabulous. Exhausted but fabulous, you know, because my life just never stops. It's like a
movie
100, you know.
This person's been on my line as well since you were supposed to call in as well. Is this a friend of yours on this other number here? Hold on, let me see. This may be one of your friends.
I don't know.
Let's find out real quick. Hold on. 323-0562. You got the dagger. What it do?
The dagger. This foe. What it is?
What it do? Nifo the Great. Hey, foe. Okay. You got it. You gotta hold on with me. Hold on, cause I'm about to do this interview real quick. Hold on with me, okay? We're gonna chop it up, okay? But I need you to hold out with me. Call back in about 20 or so. One or the other.
I got you, bro. For sure,
man. Good looking out. That's about to be crazy. Got Ivy Love, right? Love Ivy. See, that mixed me up. I apologize because
we had to do Love Ivy on Facebook because I have a lot of haters.
Oh, okay.
So my Facebook page got closed down like 3 times. You know,
okay,
I don't know,
yeah,
I don't have any naked pictures where you can actually see anything, but my Facebook page got closed down because of some sexy pictures I have that don't show anything.
And I didn't even get to see them. Damn, I missed it.
I know, but you know, they're on my website, so there you go. www.ivylovemusic.com.
Uh-oh, okay, got to check that out. Make sure y'all wrote that down and everything. So, Ivy, so for those that just don't know, because, I mean, some people may not know. Go ahead and just give them the quick rundown about, you know, who Ivy Love is, where you're coming from.
Oh, Ivy Love. Ivy Love is artist extraordinaire. You know, I'm an entertainer. I just did my first English-speaking role on set with Wiz Khalifa and Snoop Dogg. I was a teacher. And we'll just say that the extras in that filming had to audition. And I was next to the poolside, and I was called in. Do my role. I just performed 3 weeks ago at the Laugh Factory because they asked me to perform my music at the Laugh Factory.
All
right. I was like, so basically I have trained the people in the industry to call me and not to ask me to audition, you see.
as a boss should, and there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. See, this is why I enjoy what I get to do because you know what I mean? Just walking around or whatever, I might not come across Ivy Love in the streets or anything like that. But we connected just right here just instantly. Now, what would you say, because we got a lot of people that listen, we got a lot of people that's trying to do this, that's trying to do music, that's trying to get out there, that's trying to better themselves through music in any shape, way, or form. What advice would you have to give somebody that, you know, may not feel that, what advice would you give to give somebody that extra push forward? I mean, how did you?
Oh, well, I'm going to say that you either you do it or you don't do it. There is no try, okay?
Oh, okay.
So if you're trying, you ain't doing it. You got to be like Nike and just fucking do it. Now, if you don't know anybody in the industry, you better fucking go out there and start meeting people in the industry, because if you don't know anybody, you ain't getting nowhere. People call you to do audition, 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 and you fucking waste your gas money, you waste your time, you waste your energy, you're just going out. Nah, it's not going to work for you. There is way, the streets are paved with souls that have been lost in the entertainment industry. You have to go out there, you have to show people what you do, and you have to be good at it. Because there's a million and one motherfuckers out there who do what you do. Everybody. There's actors, singers, dancers, there's everybody. And you have to be the best, you know.
Yeah, and another thing, you have to be yourself, because Ivy, I can honestly admit, like I said, your tracks, I love your tracks, because it's not like anything else I heard before, and they still knock, you know what I mean? You come at shit a little bit different way, and you attack it a different way. Like I said, we're going to get into a few of them over here, because I want people to know what I'm talking about, but like that I Love Drug shit, that's my shit right there. I love that.
That's one of my first songs that I made as, like, Ivy Love, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I'm going to tell you that I'm probably 10 years older than most people think I am, and so, you know, I was a big raver when I was a young one, and when I made that song, I made that for all the ravers out there, you know. I like drugs.
Yeah, exactly. See, I never got to the rave. Like I said, I fucks with everything except I just don't play with my nose. That cocaine, I can't do that one yet. Maybe.
You don't play with no candy, baby?
Nah, no candy. I ain't touched it yet, but I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I got issues, but there are certain things. Like I said, I don't think I can afford it right now. I think I'll just stick to my weed and my X pills right now.
Oh, well, you know what I'm going to tell you is that I don't pay for a damn thing. Some people pay me. Just to do it with them.
You have that luxury.
You know.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to get that luxury. You have that luxury because, you know, you're
well,
high,
got,
you
know,
love, so you get
ass,
it like
ass, titties, titties, ass, and titties. Ass, ass, titties, titties, ass, and titties.
Ain't nothing wrong. I'm a little bit of jealous. You get free drugs and everything like that. But hey, that's what, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a hater. Hey, that's a blessing that you have. So it's all good. But we're going to talk a little bit more. But why don't you bring in this Boss Lady track? I'm going to go ahead and let this ride right now. Why don't you let them know where this came from? Like I said, it sounded a little, you know, a little thuggish. Like, who you talking? You talking to anybody specific? This has any kind of undertones to it, or is it just like...
Oh, you know, I made this song for my dude, Max Sean 100. He's a rapper from the Bay. He's most recently been on tour with Snoop Dogg. And he took me on a little promotional tour with him and, like, you know, some big managers, Mr. Black, who was with Akon and all these people. So I was in this car with, like, six dudes, you know, Snoop Dogg's assistant, like, all these dudes. And they're just like, you know, why don't you get naked? And da 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 da. And I'm just like, you guys must think I'm fucking stupid or something, all right? So Max Sean 100, he kept on telling me, I'm a boss, you know. I'm a boss, George. I'm a boss. I was like, motherfucker, I'm a boss, Nicky. Okay?
Okay.
Like, if you even listen to the song and the end, it says, Max Sean, because I was, like, giving him a shout out, you know, love you, dude. But definitely you're a boss, and I'm a boss lady, so we're on the same level.
There it is. There you go, y'all. Ivy Love, Boss Lady, let's roll.
Stay at your fight. It's down, back then, walk.
Yes, yes, y'all. Ivy Love, Boss Lady, for all the boss ladies out there. That shit knock. That shit knock right there, ma. But, I mean, you always got our love over here on Bang Out Radio, on What's Good Wednesdays, on definitely on Slap Sundays. And hold on. Where'd you go? See, I'm over here talking to myself. Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. Trying to bring back Ivy Love. Hold on. But yeah, sorry. But yeah, that was a knocker. Bringing back Ivy Love as soon as this thing gets back into session. Sorry, y'all, I'm out here. I tell y'all, I'll be out here freezing for y'all out here in the garage trying to make this crack to get this music out here to continue with this Bang Out Radio thing and What's Good Wednesdays. And I really just have to thank everybody out there. Like I said, anybody that ever calls in, anybody that ever hollers at me, anybody that's spreading the word about Bang Out Radio, anybody that's doing something positive with themselves and bringing that positiveness energy, is that a word? No. Bringing that positive energy over here, and then we get, you know, circulate it, marinate it, and, you know, bring it back out and keep it pushing, keep it moving. And I'm running my mouth right now because, again, trying to make sure this thing runs smoothly, and it's not at this point. I'm sorry. Got Ivy Love. And then, see, now I'm embarrassed because now I get Ivy Love on the show, and now my show would act like it's tripping and everything, and she's probably listening to me running my mouth, and I just got her on hold. And you know, you have people on hold, and people don't just sit on hold for too long. At least I don't. You know, I count to like 10, if that, maybe 5. Count down from that number, and then if it doesn't work out or if they don't come back on the phone, then I just hang up and that's it. So I don't know. I hope she's back when she does, when this does kick back on. And again, y'all, I do apologize. Like I said, I need to get a better location when I do my shows because this type of the Wi-Fi signal over here is probably weak, like I said. But I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm trying. I'm going to build. I'm going to grow. I'm going to get some better equipment. I'm trying to get my camera working so y'all can see who y'all talking to. So when I do my live interviews and everything, we can, like, Skype it but have everybody else see it or something and try to make that crack. I'm trying to get things going. I'm trying to make things happen. I'm trying to keep talking. That way I can not have just dead space. But also, now, since I have to talk anyway, I'm on Ivy Love's Facebook right now, and I'm looking at a little bio that she has here and everything like that. She has a lot of stuff going on, y'all. Went to school for business, managed, produced many projects with many people, organizations, and then still working with the talent in-home, you know, on her own shit, doing her own thing. So it's really hard for somebody to go ahead and, you know, branch out to others and still take care of themselves. There she is. We back. Ivy.
Yes.
I do apologize. I deeply apologize.
That's all right. I mean, I can listen to you ramble for a little while, you know.
I don't like to ramble, though. You know, I like to be structured because then I feel like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, I like having a structure. But, I mean, I
No, but it's all good because I could hear you. Now, if I was, like, there and there was, like, you know, no dial tone and, like, you know, I'd be like, fuck this shit, and I would have.
That's what I was saying. I was like, I know she can hear it. I was like, hold on, let me still do my duties. We're going to talk about Ivy. This is still her, you know, this is her girl. We're going to get on her, like I said, we get on her Facebook real quick. We're going to do a little background check, because, you know, Facebook is the ultimate background check on people now. So it's like, but no.
Right?
But here's what I want to ask, Ivy. Let me ask you this. Now, because I see this other track that I want to get into by you, then this is more of a Slap Sunday track. I usually play this on Slap Sundays. But, I mean, since I have you here and I want to talk to you, and I'm talking to you, I want to know your opinion on this, because the Hood Rat Hoes track, bitch, that's my shit,
yeah.
Right? Now, but now, here's what I want to ask you, because how hard is it for a woman, an artist of your caliber right now, being sexy, being attractive, doing your thing, and then people thinking that because you're that automatically makes you a hoe, because a lot of girls that are out there sexy and attractive and whoop are using their bodies instead of their mind or other talents to get by. So then they place that on you, you know, right away just because you look good and everything like that. Am I wrong?
You know what I say about that? You know what I say? I don't give a fuck. I'm like, you know, I'm sexy and sex sells. So you want to call me a hoe? You have problems. I don't give a fuck. Now, the reason why the dog pound fucks with me is because they've all tried to fuck me, and none of them can. That's why they fuck with me. So you want to call me a hoe, or you think I'm a hoe, I say, I don't give a fuck.
Bottom line. I love this.
I really just don't give a fuck at all.
Okay, that's just turn your head. That's why I feel that in this track.
And
you know what?
Really, in this our entertainment industry, it's like there is no controversy or scandal about you. You ain't going nowhere anyway.
Right, but I mean, do you feel you need that in order to do something? I mean, it comes with the territory.
I mean,
we know that automatically.
I love the scandal and the controversy. It's wonderful. I think it's fabulous. You know, I'm like, you know what? I love it when I watch people, like, they get all mad or they get, like, super emotional about stuff that doesn't even matter. Like, mostly I put out there, like, a positive message, you know, and most of my music is a positive message or, like, a free message. So to me, that's
right.
Positive because I don't feel like there should be laws or boundaries. I feel that people should take care of themselves and the people around them and be healthy. You know,
shit, New World Order type shit. Okay, Michelle, got you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I really don't give a fuck what you do so long as you're good to yourself and those that are around you and you don't treat anybody badly. But I really wish I would have sent you you got the radio version of I'm a Boss Lady, which is not as fun as my, other version. The other version says, I like chicks and dark dicks.
I need the grimy version.
Please take me. To the meat that's long,
I need that.
So, you know, you want to call me at home? I don't give a fuck.
I need that, though. Yes, you know we get grimy gutter here. No radio tracks, y'all. We get the grimiest over here.
We get the grimy.
Exactly. We want that real independent artist music over here. But like I said, y'all, West Coast Wednesdays, Ivy Love, bringing another one to y'all. Now, like I said, this is a Slap Sunday track, but since I got Ivy Love right here with me, we're going to let it ride today on y'all bitch, hood rat ass hoes. Because I fucks with you, Ivy, because I hate can't stand bitches. They be, you know, stepping out of boundaries all the time. I could talk about bitches for days, you know what I mean? Like, this shit is crazy, so I'm on this track. Let's go.
Yes, hello. Can I get your attention, please?
Bitch, don't you know who was in the motherfucking building?
Just promos.
Bitch.
What are promos? Where's your pornos?
Bitch. Bitch. I see you look like a little G. Whoa. Bitch. Be careful that I don't pick you up and throw ya.
Bitch.
Yep. Such a trap, bitch. Suck a dick, bitch. Eat the babies. Bitch. Don't you know who you fucking with? Bitch.
The warrior, your Dora, the motherfucking explorer.
Little bitch.
Okay. Let me take you to class, bitch.
Bitch.
So you can get some class, bitch.
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 Do you know who?
Who?
You're fucking with, bitch.
Bitches, I got a lot. Hoes, got more than you got. Love, the tickies in the butt.
Freaks,
that like the lick ass cheeks.
Bitch.
Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch. Bitch
West Coast Wednesdays, y'all. Hump Nights, Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Ivy Love in the building hanging out. That was Hood Rat, Hood Rap, bitch. Yeah, that's how we feel over here right now. Like, nah,
yes.
I definitely fucks with that. And I even hear my boy Lil Milton in the background, whatever that little kid's name is or whatever. I hear that sample, you ain't fooling me, that little badass kid. Like, yeah, I just want to do hood rat shit with my friends. Like,
yeah.
Y'all know what that is. So.
Yeah. I didn't do that. The producer did that, and he told me about it. I was like, that's fucking cool as hell.
Nah,
yeah.
You got to pop it, man. You got to pop it.
I
want to
do hood stuff with my friends.
Well, I mean, Ivy Love, man, it's always a pleasure. I really thank you for calling in, you know, hollering at me. I know you're a busy woman. Like I said, it took me a while to even get you over here to hang out with me for this time. But make sure, like I always say, lock in this number. You can always call. I'm here every Wednesday, 9 to 11. If you just want to say what's up, call in. Make sure you send me all your music, and I need the dirty verses. I don't need the clean verses. I need
the dirty verses.
Yeah, I need those or whatever. So make sure you holler at me. So also, Ivy, before you get up out of here, man, let everybody know where they can find you, your websites, what you got going on, any shows coming up recently. I mean, let everybody know what's up with you.
Well, if you Google my name, Ivy Love, you'll see a million and one things. But my website is the first thing that comes up, and it's www.ivylovemusic.com. That would be ivylovemusic.com. And you can also find me on Twitter at Ivy Love, or on Facebook /SuperIvyLove. And, you know, I do have quite a few shows coming up, but it's weird because people keep calling me like 2 hours before a show, and they're like, come, 2 hours before, like, while there's like a video shoot going on, we have a role for you right now. Come.
Oh, like right this second, huh?
I'm
well,
like,
also do
okay.
That. You got Twitter and everything. Make sure you, because I know people be following you and everything. See, I don't fuck with Twitter, so I mean, I know you probably got a Twitter. So I mean, let's get you some more followers.
I'm on Reverb Nation, SoundCloud. I'm everywhere.
Y'all make sure y'all check.
And in fact, if you want to look up like on Napster or freaking, I'm everywhere. My name is everywhere.
Oh, there it is, y'all. Make sure y'all.
And my music has been out for 14 months.
Oh, see, you
so
try to say records.
Cool.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yep, ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. But then also, I want you to do the Ivy. I need you to send me some pictures, too. Send me some pics so I can put you on my Facebook as well.
You just
want to
take pictures. I know.
I got, yeah, you got to hook me up. Like I said, if we would have planned this even earlier, we could have set it up where you could have been 2 for 1. You could have been my special guest. I could set you up for Dagger's Beauty of the Week. So, I mean, if you want to do that as well, and we could revamp it and I can have you in again, we can do that as well. Like I said, there's no point in having 2 for 1. Like I said, if you got it, you got it.
Well,
you're
laughing
like
thank
I'm playing,
you for having...
I'm dead serious. You're laughing like I'm playing, I'm
serious.
And then also, when you got time, like I said, when you got time to really come through and hang out or whatever, it'll be real interesting to pick your brain on a lot of subjects and a lot of things we talk about over here, because I think I got an idea, you know, you sound like you got some stories, and we can at least compare some shit or whatever. So whenever you got time, like I said, you holler in, you call me, and you talk to me, all right? You always welcome.
Oh yeah, well, you know, we can go into the stories. The stories are always XXX rated, as you know.
That's what I'm saying. That's the shit that we need to be on here on West Coast Wednesdays. But like I said, I know you don't have the time tonight, but we're gonna plan and we're gonna talk. Like I said, you gotta fuck with your dagger, all right?
All right, well thank you. It was good to talk to you in person.
Anytime. Make sure you hit me up, all right, Ivy? And definitely I'm going to be checking out your music. Make sure y'all holler at Ivy Love everywhere. Like I said, track her down. If she want to be found, then she'll find you. If not, then, hey, too bad. Ivy Love on West Good Wednesdays, y'all. Thanks a lot, Ivy. Like I said, anytime, you holler
right.
at me, okay?
Much love. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Ma. All right, y'all. We're gonna get into the phone lines. I've got some people that's been hanging out with me from jump. I'm sorry to have y'all hold like that, but you know, business, gotta handle business first. I had an interview, had to set up with Ivy Love. She don't call in all the time, and you know, I gotta take advantage of those situations. So, straight out the 314-0483. You got the dagger. What it do? Hold up. All right, didn't go through. Let's try this one more time. There he is. Hello.
Yeah, you hear me now?
Yeah, there we go. What it do? Who this?
It's your boy Mystery, dog.
What it do, Mystery, man? How's it going, man? We just got through bagging your shit, nigga. How you doing, man? What's going on with you?
What? Shit, man. I tried to call in earlier, but you know what I'm saying? You know, my phone be fucked up, man. I be getting all this fucked up signals and shit.
Yeah, I I know. I definitely know the feeling, man. Shoot, your signal's on the phone. My signal's in here on this computer, man. I be hitting this in here having to ramble sometimes while the shit reload. But, I mean, we keep it pushing. We keep it moving, y'all be? So it's nothing like, it's no problems, no problems. Hold on real quick. I'm going to bring somebody out to 702-6630. You got the dagger. What it do? See, this is what I be talking about. See, this delay right now. This is what I need. Like, if I had the whole little switchboard and shit, and like be able to jack in and do all kind of other stuff, yeah, I need to upgrade my equipment. I really do.
Sounds good.
This delay is not the business, especially when you got people. You try to talk to people. You trying to run shit smoothly and everything, and then you just gotta hesitate on shit. But we're gonna.
Do you need some more RAM on your computer or something?
Man, I don't know. Like I said, I stopped watching porn a long time ago, so I know it ain't porn. And then even the porn that I got, I put on my external drive. You know, you have that external drive. I put shit on my external drive just so my computer doesn't run slow. You know what I mean? I know how to free up space and shit. So this shit, like I said, I really just think it's the signal. Because like I said, they don't believe me when I say, Mystery, I'm in a fucking garage right now, like dead serious out here, freezing my ass off. In the garage, you know what I mean? People think I... People think I be playing, you know what I mean? You don't get that kind of privacy out here. I mean, I'm trying to do it in the garage at least. I mean, it's like a big garage, but there's not shit back here, right? No cars or anything like that. So what they're doing is where the cars are, they're how motherfuckers convert their garages to like baby back houses and shit like that and everything. So that's what's kind of going on right now. It's being converted. So I'm in the middle of a construction zone right now, you know, half painted walls and shit. Floor dirty, you know, cold, no kind of insulation or nothing. It's just grimy back here right now. But
right, up a little frozen, a motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. But this is what I do for Bang Out Radio. I mean, it's not an issue for me. But we got the 702 online now. 6630, you got Dagger. What it do?
What's good, Dagger? This is your girl, Topaz Lachey. Bang Out Radio on the field.
Boss
What's
lady
good?
In the building herself. See, Mystery right here. This is the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey. She runs Bang Out Radio. Like I said, this is my boss. You know what I mean? She done gave me a job over here. Like,
oh shit. You know, I got to give all props to the boss lady then.
What's good, y'all? What's good? Yes,
what's going
yes,
down, boss
Bang
lady?
Man,
you've been busy. You ain't called to talk to me in a minute. What's been up with you?
I know
you got a lot of things going on.
Yes, I do. We got the award show that's happening next year in Lancaster at the LPAC Theater. We got the IAAM Awards, you feel me? So that's what I've been working on. And a couple more things. I got my indie label that I'm doing, about to drop my two artists that's on the label. Of course, myself. We got Bang Out Radio. We got Grind Network. You know what I'm saying? They took their little break. They'll be back. And also me, Thursdays and Fridays, I'm back, everybody. So... we in that thing.
There it is, y'all. The gang is coming back together, y'all. So it's all good. Like I said, it's been cool. Like I said, I started off in the garage in the back little show. My little 2 hours or whatever kind of got a little bit bigger, moved into another room, you know what I mean? Took out a wall, like moved over, like, man, we're a little bit bigger over here. Boss lady moving back in. Got the night shows cracking, y'all. We doing a lot for independent artists. So if you don't say that Bang Out Radio, we ain't doing nothing for y'all, y'all motherfucking lying. So point blank.
You did.
Yeah. Yeah. Edward, I see we got a lot of, midnight listeners. We got, let me check it out, Australia. We see y'all. Even though it's not night there, we got Chicago, we got New York, we got Atlanta, we got down south, of course. Shout out to Mississippi, of course. We got St. Louis. Man, we got everybody tuned in to the night show. You did?
As they should. Like I said, and it's Wednesdays. Like I said, I know y'all got probably a lot of shit y'all could be doing right now. But, hey, we chilling, we hanging. I'm drinking, waiting to smoke. Like I said, I hope y'all, whatever y'all narcotics is or whatever, I hope y'all just enjoying yourselves. Because, I mean, it's too much crazy shit going on in the world for y'all to not get caught up in it. So I don't want y'all caught up in it. Like, sit on your ass unless you're making money or doing something positive. Just sit on your ass and stay out the limelight and shit, because it's not worth it all the time, y'all. Come on.
Right.
Gotta get out of here.
So, besides that, at Topaz, man, you can't keep posting up pictures like that, man. Like I said, I'm trying
what
to.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about. See, like I said, Facebook is the ultimate whatever for everybody right now. Like, you want to learn something about somebody? Go on Facebook. Like,
all you need is an email.
Actually, for me, everybody, I have six pages on Facebook. My main page, I cannot add anybody, so please. you guys sending me these prayer requests. I can't add anybody. I'm on my max, you know, 5,000.
But that's how it is, boss lady. You can't be a boss if, you know, everybody want a piece of the boss lady. I mean, everybody at least want a piece. You know what I mean? Like, can I get on your Facebook? See, it's funny, though. That's why I always say it. Like I said it in one of my lines. Like, I still got to do your fucking drop for your show when it come back. But I'm going to get that shit done for you. But one of the lines, like everybody, like, I got your number, but everybody else just gets your Facebook. And now they can't even get your Facebook. So now it's like, shit, I sound like a personal problem, y'all. Y'all maybe y'all can catch her at the award show this next year. Maybe.
Yes. We got, and we also got the pre-awards party and the after party. I mean, it's going to be bananas. You feel me? We taking it to a whole new level. Like I said, new friends, new networkers, new everything for the 2012. So we had drama 2011 because we ain't taking it with us in 2012, everybody. Like I said, add my other Facebook pages. You know, I got like five. Six of them, you know,
I'm
everywhere.
Yeah,
I got five Twitters for you guys. Yeah, we got the Fresh Flavor magazine, of course, second issue. So if any artists, models want to be in that second issue, of course, get at me on Facebook, Topaz Lachey. I am Topaz Lachey, Fresh Flavor magazine, the IAM Awards, a whole lot of them, you know.
This is late right here, man. Like I said, I don't know where you find the time, Topaz. I mean, I understand kind of, like I said, even when I come to your city and you ain't got time to hang out with me, I understand because you're working.
This is
what be happening. Like, I done been to your city twice and we ain't got the fun. You know what I mean?
I know. And then sometime when you were here, I'm there back in Lancaster or something.
Oh, see,
so
you
like,
had
a little
networking, always in motion. See, it's hard to see. I work for the boss and I can't even catch up with her. See what I mean? Y'all?
Oh,
I don't know.
My God. And also, I have, I'm doing a modeling agency, of course, looking for female models. We're going to start off in the 661 Cali models, also Vegas, you know. So I need those models for magazine events and photo shoots, of course. I have a model mixer in Lancaster, January 5th at Vex. So, you know, we call it makeup artists, models, you know, everybody.
I got a question. What happened to the Go Hammer video? Did I miss it?
No, you actually didn't miss it. It actually hasn't even been released yet.
Okay.
My Go Hammer, my single, the video haven't even been released yet.
Okay, I'll make
so
sure I didn't miss it.
It will be a release, yes. So everybody. And
I just have to make sure.
I've got my two artists that I'm dropping from my label besides myself. I got OB26 and I got Menace, you know what I'm saying? We got those two rappers off my label, of course, but they're dropping an R&B track, you feel me? So it's going to be bananas.
Hot,
so look out for that.
Hot, Topaz. So you hanging out, boss lady, you going back in motion because I know how you are. So I don't want to, I'm definitely not going to keep you if you got things to do.
You already know I'm going to be listening in. Big shout out to Dagger. I see him slap Sundays and on the Wednesday show. Man, it's bananas. Monday through Sunday, everybody bang out radio. You already know the number. Call in number 661-621-7559. Press 1 to go live because, man, if I'm going to call your last, four, you know what I'm saying? That means if y'all press 1, you want to go live with Dagger. You dig? But I'm out of here. I'm still going to be tuned in. You dig. Do your thing, Dagger. I love you.
All right, boss lady. I'm glad. Glad the love is always appreciated. I'm going to be right here doing my thing for Bang Out Radio.
All right.
So, like I said, anytime, holler at me, all right?
All right. Okay. Bye.
All right. I see you, Nympho. Hold on one second, man. Hold on, man. We're gonna get live into some shit talking as soon as we get back, all right? Let me play these slappers. God, I feel like it's Sunday, y'all. It's West Coast Wednesday, so we chilling. I'm going to get into this Lions then, all right? For the ladies, won't stop.
No, won't stop, the way that I keep to deliver. I'ma make these haters reconsider, till I kick back, stay high up for life. And no, won't stop. Every minute that I get for every penny. reconsider. Till I kick back, stay high up alive. And now I won't stop, won't stop.
Things to change, that's money in my pocket. Damn, I make profit. It ain't all about the riches, all about the bitches. It's all about ambition. If you got a goal, it's a common sense. You can make a commonwealth. It's hard to trip and fall, I'd rather trip and fall. Cause I had different views, you always learn something new. I wanna see what the falls do. Paris in my lawsuit, fly while I fly. Planes on a plane, smoking in Dubai. Chilling with a star, or better yet, a galaxy. It ain't about a dream, then it's all about a fantasy.
Now I won't stop, the way that I keep to deliver. I'ma make you changes, reconsider. Till I kick back, stay high up alive.
From the wise, learn from the lies, never idolize. You got a crew that's cool, but get paper, roll something up, view mother nature. Life is too short to be a hater, I hate it. I dream about things that are greatly debated. If we could reach the stars, build more bombs, then why the fuck can't we find no job? Why that boy hustle hard but still sleep on street? Why we waste so much bread, people struggle to eat? Since they can't, I'ma do what's best for me. Since a child, I manifest destiny.
Now I won't stop, won't stop. The way that I keep to deliver, I'ma make you pay to reconsider. Till I kick back, stay high up alive. And now I won't stop, won't stop. Now I won't stop.
Whoa, whoa.
turned upside down by this whole Peter thing. So, you know, if there's anything you want to talk about...
Oh, don't worry, Brian. I'll admit this is an emotional time for me, but you and I are married, and that's the way it's going to stay.
So, any possibility of tonight being the night we finally push the beds together?
Good night, Brian.
Come on.
Jeez, enough with that already. You're like a dog with a bone.
Tell me about it. I'll be in the basement.
Doing what?
What do you think?
Yes, we're back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Again, thanks for being here. Like I said, I know y'all probably got a lot of better shit y'all could be doing, but we hanging out here on West Coast Wednesdays. Hope y'all smoking. Hope y'all chilling. Hope y'all got something to fuck on, to hug on tonight or something. I mean, hope y'all find a way to get over the week, to get to the weekend. Because, yeah, we got New Year's coming up. Oh, man, I don't know what the fuck y'all going to be doing. I'm going to be chilling. I'm going to be turned up, but I'm going to be somewhere in the cut, out of the streets. I'm not going to be out there drunk, crazy out with nobody. I'm not going to be driving around nowhere. I am going to be posted and turned up and, I don't know, man, and doing what I do. But like I said, I'm not going to be out there. And like I said, be safe. If you're going to be in Vegas, all New York people, wherever y'all going to be at, whatever parties y'all going to be at, whatever y'all going to be doing, make sure y'all safe out there in these streets, y'all. The motherfuckers is crazy, and police is looking for reasons to lock people up, all right, y'all? But we're going to get to the phone lines, man. Nympho the Great.
What it is?
What it do, Pimpin', man? How you doing, man? Everything all good with you, man?
What's up, Dagger?
Nah, man, same shit, new day out here doing my show, man. Just trying to chill, get over the week, like I've been saying, trying to help everybody else. And for those of y'all that don't know, this is my man right here, Nympho the Great, man, original 6'4 rider. My man,
blow,
right here. He was on the effed up track. I'll be playing on Slap Sundays off. Y'all know effed up. He killed that shit on the end. This is my nigga,
man,
right here. Like I said, he always in rotation with me. Whenever I go to the studio, if I need somebody on 16, this is the man right here. So Nympho the Great, what it do, man? Thank you for hanging out, chilling. What you got going on, man? What's going on your way?
I'm chilling, man. On this 2K12. You know what I'm saying? Trying to stay out the way.
Yeah, I be seeing you on there, man. Like I said, I got it from West Day, my man. I was going to challenge you today, but my nephew fucked up my damn game. See, that's why I don't let little kids play my damn Xbox. And I just got my shit back, man. I just got my game, was just building up my character and shit, and then he fucked up the thing, and now I can't even play. Now I got to go buy a whole fucking new one or something. So I'm kind of upset about that, but it's okay. I'm not going to let it
I was calling you to request that I'm fucked up track.
See, I'ma do it. What I'ma do is I'ma ride out the show with it because, like I said, on West Good Wednesdays, we keep it simple. You see, you hear the shit I've been playing. You know what I mean? I'm not to call it shit, but, you know, I mean, the stuff I've been playing, so we low-key and we kick it on Wednesday night. So, I mean, Slap Sundays is staying rotation, though. But I'ma end out with that, man, just for having you here and just for fucking with your boy today. We're going to ride out with it on the end of the show, but we chilling for right now. You going to hang out, talk some shit with your boy, or you got other things you got to do?
Yeah, I'm chilling, man. Yeah,
all right, hold on real quick.
We're going to bring in,
I think this is my girl, MIA. Hold on, let's see if we can. This fucking delay on my computer, this shit I got to fix this because this shit is stupid when I be like, okay, I'm going to bring in this person, and then I introduce them, and then it take forever for them to come in, you know what I mean? And they probably talking on the other line like, yeah, what's up, what's going on, but they ain't saying nothing because we can't hear them. It's just fucked up. And then I'm over here trying not to look bad because I'm trying to run a show. You know, I'm trying to be all professional, trying to be proper, trying to get shit running smooth and, you know, shit like this happens. But, I mean, come on now, y'all. Y'all know. I'm not to put it on black people, but I'm black. I got good equipment, but like I said, it ain't the best equipment, but it's good. So y'all gotta work with me. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody perfect. Not even me. I'm not perfect here. So.
You're fine.
But shoot, while I wait for that to kick in, let me ask this, because this is what I was going to talk about today while I was talking. I was going to talk about ass versus titties, because, I mean, this is always a nice topic of discussion for most people. Because, see, I'm an ass man, personally. I would have said this before, and I'll say it many times. I prefer ass over titties. Now, that doesn't mean I want a girl who's flat as a board on what we like to call mosquito titties, like that's just all nipple. Like, you ever see, yeah, like she could be 20, but she look like she's 12 because she just has no kind of development. You know, like, what are you even, why are you even wearing a bra? Because you don't need that. So that's not attractive. but I mean, I'm not greedy when it comes to titties. As long as they come out a little bit and don't sag, a little bit of perkiness, it's okay. But I'm a all of an ass man. You know what I mean? I love ass. But all ass isn't good ass, though. Now, are we in agreement about that? Like, just like everything else. All ass is a good ass. Now, there is some fucked up ass in the world. Nipple, while I got you, let me ask you. You ever been in a situation where, you know what I mean, ladies be thinking they be trying to fool. You know, they always try to fool guys. Fake hair, nails, eyes, you know, shit like that, right? Now, have you ever been in this situation where you thought a girl had butt because her jeans and the clothes she had, like the way she put it up in the clothes, it got it right, like, okay, bam. But then that shit come off and the ass just dropped like 2 feet. You know what I mean? Or something like that. You ever been in that situation?
Nah, I ain't never been in one of them. You know, I done seen some fakers, though, like from the side, it might look like it's some butt. No, from the back, it look like it's some butt. And then from the side, you get up close and it's nothing there. Like,
oh, I see what you're talking about. So, like, yeah, when you're looking straight on, it's like looking at, like, a picture or something, but you look at it from the side or something, like you look at it flat on. It's okay. Look, like I said, but then you turn to the side, it's like, oh, nah, that's what happened. Like, I thought there was something there. So,
and it wasn't nothing. Like,
so, and then also, y'all, too much ass is a bad thing as well. Now, this is what I mean by too much ass. When you have so much ass that it starts to fold in on itself, you know what I mean? That's
you know what I'm saying? Or too much ass when you can't pull your pants all the way up.
If one, get pants that fit. Two, if you're trying to squeeze your ass where you have to, like, I've seen this. It's not even big girls that do this. Just girls that like to wear sizes too small because it feels like their features plump out even more. Now, yeah. I've seen this. Girls literally, like, roll on their back, like, forcing, you know, with their legs in the air, like, pulling, like, like, and try to get a little rolling motion, and then, like they're fighting their pants. Like, you should not have to fight your pants, ladies, to get inside of them. I'm sorry. They should be able to fit. They should be form-fitting. It should still be nice and everything, but it shouldn't be all that serious. But then what I do like about butt, I like a dimple booty. Now, I don't know if y'all know what a dimple booty is, but some ladies got them. It's the dimples that be right above each butt cheek on their ass. So, like, when they arch their back the right way, they turn away, those two dimples go in right there. Now, that's attractive. Now, I like that. That's very cute. That's a nice ass. And then, ladies, y'all got to keep y'all. I don't know what y'all got to do. I don't know, lotion. I don't know what they all got. They give ladies all kind of shit to make sure shit stays smooth, to make sure shit stays proper. Because all these no pimples on your butt, no, like I said, y'all smooth like Gary Coleman. I say that all the time. Y'all ever see Gary Coleman's face? He don't never got no kind of stubble. The man always just rock smooth. Like, that's how it should be.
Like,
I'm serious though, cause like I said, I've come across a lot of ass. Now, I appreciate an ass that, like, I could lay on like a pillow, like that's really just soft. Cause I will lay on a girl's ass if it's nice and soft like that, and I will lay there and watch TV and smoke a blunt and be happy. I will do, you know what I mean? There's no hesitation to me. But at the same time, ladies, y'all gotta.
You know the kind of butt I like. The kind of butt I like is the like. When you look at it from the back and you see the thigh, and it's a crease from the thigh to the butt, and it just hang over the thigh like
that's my favorite part of the butt. That's my favorite part. For more example, ladies, it's like this. Like, so say you at the house, like you're standing up, right, lady? You stand up. Now you put your right hand on behind your right thigh. You know what I mean? And then you work your way up. Now, if there's an overhang right where the thigh go into the butt. If there's a little bit of an overhang there, or think about it like this. Think about it like when y'all wear your little boy shorts and everything like that, or your little booty shorts and things like that. That small piece of your butt that hang out the bottom,
That's the part right there. That's my favorite part of the ass. That small little crease right there. Like, that's my favorite part.
That part.
Oh, that's what's called the cuff. That's my favorite. That's my favorite. Oh, there she is. We got her. M.I.A. in the building. What it do, Mia?
What's up, Dagger?
Nah, this is chilling. M.I.A.
I'm over here rolling.
M.I.A., this is my nigga Foe right here. Foe, M.I.A. Checking
what's
in.
What's up?
Nah, but I'm
good. How you doing?
I'm an ass person. Like I said, I can appreciate it. And then it's also her obsessed me because it's like ladies will put their ass on display and they get mad when people look at it. Some people like, you know what I mean? I understand guys don't stare at a girl's ass. Like, just, damn, like, just all that. Like I said, niggas got to learn how to, like, oh, that's a nice ass and keep it pushing. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas be ruining it for the rest of us. Like,
I don't know. if it wobbledy-wobble like something terrible, then... You know, I might stare a little bit longer.
I got some booty, and I think I qualify for the little cup position, but I ain't got that much ass like that. Like that, I'm only 5'1". It's only so much I can get. That's real. You feel me? So, hey.
It don't matter, like, how big it is, but it's ass-to-thigh ratio. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if the ass
came
over the
booty?
Thigh just right, then it's right.
But to me, I think it's about proportion, because I saw something earlier that I kind of agree with. It said a guy doesn't want a skinny girl; he just wants a girl whose hips are bigger than her waist. And I agree. I agree with that. That's some real shit, right? You know what I mean? It's not every now and then I come across some real shit. I thought about it, like, okay, hips bigger than the waist. Yeah, it's about proportion. In my opinion, it's about proportion. It's like, because you don't want nothing, like I said, you don't want too much, but you don't want too little. You know what I don't like? You ever have that, sports booty? That's. I mean, it's good because it's solid, but it's also like rock hard almost. There's no bounce to sports booty because they don't work. It's all muscle. You know what I mean? It's all muscle. So it's like that shit is crazy. And then when you look at it, but then when you look at sports booty, you know what I mean? And then she get excited or something like that, and that whole, like, part of her butt cheek, like, cave in because it's just all muscle. That shit is not attractive. Like, that shit is not.
That's like Serena. Like Serena looked like she got ass, but it's, like, really, like, super muscle.
On some real shit, I seen a lady running at the beach. She had these type of special shoes on and shit, and she was just chucking gum. She had a nice body, you know, because she was working out. And, man, I was, like, trying to run behind her. I cannot do that shit. Whatever type of shoe she had, I need to get some because it's like, damn.
So I was like, hey, Miss Parker. It was one of those, like, oh, shit. Like,
she was running across the beach, and she was thick, and she was a white lady, and she had, like, a nice body. Like, you would think she was a black woman from, like, far. And I was like, damn, what the fuck?
No, yeah, I mean,
you better run on the beach if you want to get some ass.
Can't knock some of these white girls nowadays. It was funny. I was sitting at fucking Red Robin's the other day having lunch and shit, and the waitress was, like, serving us and everything, and then she was a white lady. I wasn't looking at her all like that, but then she walked away, and then the bitch had ass. Like, damn. Like,
yeah.
It's something in the chicken.
They're trying to get real thick. I'm like, damn, like...
And even these little kids is getting thick now, too. It's like, yes, I believe it's in the food or something, because these little kids will get your ass in so much trouble looking at these little girls going on.
Like, it's the food that they're eating, most definitely, because these kids are eating too much McDonald's, too much Popeye's, Church of Chicken, eating out. And they're getting thick. I'm a victim.
And they fucking early, too. That's what I think that's what it is.
Because
when girls, like I said, when girls have a lot of sex, they're getting it good or whatever, they tend to get a little thicker as well, too. And these kids is fucking a lot earlier now.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? This shit is a lot of shit going on.
My niece, I see my niece, she's 13 years old, and she's about 5'6", and she has about a size B, and thick thighs and ass. And I'm like, girl, like, you bigger than me. Like, so it's something in this food nowadays that, I don't know, the hormones is raising, they starting to shape and stuff real early before they even really know what it really is about. So, I mean, that's just give it up to the parents who are out there, you know, just be more, you know, start talking to your kids now about sex and drugs and all kind of stuff, because these children are starting to grow.
Y'all motherfuckers better, do something. Like I said, y'all gonna run into jail. A lot of these thirsty ass old man niggas running around these little girls.
Yeah, really educate your child because there's a lot of guys getting out of prison.
And these fast ass girls trying to get by on their body, you know. And that's another thing too. And that's just what's fucking with shit too, is because all these little girls think that to get by and everything like that, and they seeing everybody else doing it ahead of them. Like, oh shit, I'm cute.
Mm-hmm.
All I gotta do is look good and do that, and I'll be okay. I ain't gotta do nothing else, bitch. Please.
Yeah, for real.
But man, we gonna get into Dagger's double play real quick, y'all. We're gonna take
double
it back
play.
On this. We're gonna take this back on this Your Sprung, y'all. Let's roll. Or maybe we're not. Damn, this shit is messing with me, man. This shit is killing me in the game right now. This shit is not attractive. This shit is not good. Do I even still got my peoples on the phone? MIA? Nympho?
Dagger.
Okay, at least I still got y'all on the phone. Hold up.
Dagger, don't trip. I got you, my boy. All we do is try to work some shit out. And you can come straight to my house, you know, and we can get it popping.
Well,
I got the webcam for you too, so.
Ladies and gentlemen, this right here was brought to you by the Untouchable Bam Bam Floss Skin, hand to hand. Y'all know what it is.
Ha ha.
What it ain't. We got
fuck
the
poppin'
makers and licking flicks. Let's go!
I can't even walk without these women flagging me down. I'm pulling, grabbing, tugging on the hardest nigga around. Smoking on a pound of chronic, now I feel the effect. Women send me mouth full and they pussy get wet. So let me check the schedule, it's gonna be a long day. I gotta flip a meeting with the
king of my night.
Yeah, it's 6-4, about a quarter to 5. Stupid kids is always fucking us from 7 to 9. Corduroy, holler at me, gotta meet him at 10. With a different set of women, now we at it again. Not really too much smoking the fuck. Too many women sprung, talking shit and ain't saying nothing. If you want the dick, bitch, that's what you gonna get. Talk shit, my phone clicks, dial tone is all you get. Don't forget, you the one that sprung me. I'm not leaving you broken butt naked sitting on the bus.
I'm sprung, the dagger's got me. Got me blowing up this phone, and I can't even pay my loan. Now how sprung, does he got me? Got me doing different shit, like popping pills and making flicks.
Try to do it, but they can't be the daggers. Everything they got, best believe the daggers is found. I got a better style, swagger, and approach to the game. Won't even speak about my dick because it crafted my name. It kills pussy and it's edible, but doing this is 94. Doing math, I was 12, getting head and fucking hoes. Didn't have a sound, fat, tall, no brain.
I was you kidding all the hoes.
I was big for my age. Had a job, getting paid, and I was flossing a little. Getting hype, you see, was done before I knew it was fizzling. Then the weight started dropping, and now it's really popping. My steak was getting bigger from the Valley Pass Compton. Now I'm super cocky, and I ain't never nervous. 22 years of practice, bitch, I'm damn near perfect. I always want to learn, but women want me to teach. I got the fork of getting pussy, and I don't even speak.
I'm sprung, the dagger touch me. Got me blowing up his phone, and I can't leave him alone. Now how sprung, does he got me? Got me doing different shit, like popping pills and making flicks.
I'm above the game and know it all. 6-plus tall, ass fuck. Never catch him, I just fuck him on my phone. It's a fucking ball with Pokemon like Pikachu. Code name on my bitches based on battle points and attributes. The bombers once they got the rest to keep on my belt. And if my man was disobeying, I got 7 to help. Baby blue, I choose you. Watch what she gon' do. Deep thokin' dick is still sticking out of tone. To another battle, on the dagger's an excellent trainer. These are my homies, catch a wild hoes, it's easy to tame. Some of them will never change, you deal or let them go. Never trick on the trick, bitch. There are plenty more. Even just the summer, if you lucky, she better. Getting higher than the feather, handing over a cheddar. I'm 24 and have a son, got my whole life to live. And you sprung, cause I'm hungry, you ain't having my kids.
I'm sprung, the dagger's got me. Got me blowing up his phone. And I can't leave him alone. Now how sprung,
It's not going to happen tonight.
Don't worry. There are ways to treat it. Meditation, Cialis, Ginkgo biloba. Well, you know, for your memory. Because you forgot how to get a boner.
Hey, I'm not the problem. You're the problem. I've never slept with anyone except you. But you, you have a sex garden that was on the cover of Sex Garden magazine.
Oh, is that what this is about? My past? Stan, that was just sex. Sex without love is meaningless.
Right. Francine, I'm listening to you talk. I'm looking in your eyes, but all I can see is you taking more poundings than Omaha Beach before the ground assault began.
West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. M.I.A. hanging out with me. Oh, yeah, y'all. We just had a nice little ass conversation. And I got my boy Mystery back in the building.
What up, dog? What up, dog?
What up, boss, man? What you on? You playing a video game, too? What was you just doing?
Man, I'm trying to get this damn phone back working. Shit. This motherfucker was janky at night.
Your phone is like my fucking computer right now. And it was funny, man, because our whole ass conversation was happening, man. I was trying to jack you in, but it wouldn't let me jack you in. I was like, man, why don't it let the other call come through? Like, damn, like, man, I know my boy probably got something to say about this subject right here.
I'm pushing 1-1-1-1-1-1. I'm trying to get in.
It's not you because, I mean, let me tell you, on my end, I see when you press 1, you only got to press it once, right? And then this little thing pops up, lets me know you want to talk to me. So I see that. But the thing is, on my end, I have to press the button, right? And then, you know, the internet shit, then it has to connect you. But then, since my shit has the super delay on it, then it wouldn't connect. I would press the button and it wouldn't connect. So that was fucking with me. But, I mean, we got shit situated or whatever. But here, let me ask this. Here's something I saw. And I don't know if anybody else has seen this picture, but it's a tattoo. Now, here's what I feel about this tattoo. Now, I'm really on the fence about this one. Because on one hand, it's one of the sexiest thought of things I've ever seen. But on the other hand, it makes me question the girl who did it. Now, first of all, it's right on her pussy. Like right above the lips on that little triangle area right there. It's right there, right? So she would have to shave for everybody to see. She got to keep it shaved. Now, what it is it's a pair of boxing gloves, like, you know, old school, like Mike Tyson's punch-out boxing gloves, like red and everything. And underneath it, it says, beat it up. Now, I like that. That was actually cute to me. Like, ooh. Like,
that was like, up, shit.
That's what I'm saying. That was. I'm like, okay, you know, because like I said, I'm a big tattoo person. But, I mean, I'm a tattoo person when you get tattoos that make sense, that mean something to you, that has some kind of value to it. I'm not with tattoos for people that just get tattoos just because, or just, you know, they ain't got shit else to do, or they get them in the dumbest places. So I don't like those kind of tattoos where I just didn't have nothing else to do, so I wanted to get a tattoo. Like, I don't like that shit. But that one made me think, like, yeah, that's a dope ass tattoo right there. Like, beat it up right above the pussy or whatever. But it's like. But it's like, bitch, what's your job? You know what I mean? Like, are you a hoe? Like, I mean, honestly, if I were to see that, like, if I were to be chilling with a girl whoop or whatever, we about to get cracking, and I see that, like, I wouldn't stop, but the next day I'd be thinking, like.
what the fuck you be doing?
Yeah, the next day I would ask that question. You know, after I beat it up and everything, I'd do all that. Then I'll start asking questions after the fact. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say I wouldn't take it down, but.
Right, well, what's up with the pussy, though? Hold on.
Where'd that tattoo come from? Like, just to hear the story. Like, that'll probably be an interesting-ass story. Like, what the fuck?
Right. Like, hold on. I'm going to roll two blunts right quick. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, like, that shit was a tattoo like that. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, that I seen another one that was kind of in the same area, maybe a little bit up more on the pelvic area, but it was like the hazard sign that says slippery when wet and had little water drops dropping down. And like, okay, it's kind of cute.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, but so it's like, okay, those kind of things are cute, kind of funny, woo-woo, or whatever.
I had a homegirl who had one of those on her leg, and it actually looked like a sign because her thigh was so damn big. I was like, damn. That looked like the picture.
Like the real thing. Like, bitch, they just had to strap it on your leg real quick with some tape. Like, all that.
For real, that's what it looked like. I was like, damn.
But y'all, these tattoos and everything. Like I said, I have nothing to get you getting your body tatted up and everything. But a couple of things, I probably said it before, but I'm going to say it again. Realize, especially ladies, y'all get old. Things shift, things move, things get.
And drop.
Yeah, things drop. And then if you don't take care of yourself, then your body will show that. And then those tattoos will not look good. Y'all got to think like, remember Silly Putty? Remember what you used to do with Silly Putty? Remember Silly Putty? You used to put it on the comic books or you put it on something and it used to copy. Well, I had the City Putty. You put it on a comic, it could copy the picture on it. Now, it looked good when you first do it, but then y'all got to think about it. Then you would stretch the Silly Putty and then the picture would stretch out and everything. Like, that's what y'all got to think about. That's what's going to happen.
y'all gotta, if y'all don't keep y'all bodies tight, and this goes for niggas too. I'm talking to ladies because I mean I talk to ladies, I don't talk to niggas. But again, like I said, it goes both ways. Like that shit. Like,
I don't have that many tattoos.
And that's what I'm saying. Like niggas that get tats on their stomach and shit, but then get fat so that tat just blow up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just get all big. You know what I mean? Like, come on, y'all.
Hey, I have a tattoo on my face.
On your what? Yeah, what's on? Hold on.
Wait.
You know what I'm doing right now?
Control, delete
it. I just made a cake and I'm sitting here frosting a cake. And it's still kind of hot, so the icing is just melting on it. So I'm kind of like zoned out right now.
Oh, but yeah, but look at what you're zoned out on. Well, because you was about to say something else when you was
right.
Zoned out frosting cake.
I was about to say I have a tattoo on my stomach, but I think it depends on what it is. It's gonna always look sexy. Cause I have like butterflies and flowers and you know something real nice.
No,
so I'm not gonna get
no
big ass words. That's gonna be like.
But that's stupid. And then also what I keep seeing, it's like bitches are like other girls that like they think they sexy. Like they start off, they get those little paws and everything on their thighs. They get them little itty bitty paws, whoop or whatever. But then the bitch gets fat and it looks like a whole. But then she get fat, and then it's a whole damn claw on her thigh. You know what I mean?
I was going to say that.
Like, come on. Or like I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again, like the little star tattoos. Like, girls get the little stars, like here, there, get the little stars and everything. But then when they get fat or they blow up or their skin start to come off a little bit, that's, those stars in the galaxy is going to shift, and it's not going to look good. It's not. Y'all, pick spots on your body, like Nia just said. Pick spots on your body to get tattoos. One, where there's not going to be a lot of shaping and shifting. Because then also y'all realize a lot of girls get all these sexy-ass tattoos and everything. Then y'all ass out there fucking this shit and get pregnant or whatever. And then that fucks up y'all tattoos because that shit don't stretch back the way it's supposed to. So let me just... I'm just trying to help.
You got Freddy Krueger on your stomach and shit.
Yeah, like that shit is not attractive. It look like yeah, like you said, like Freddy Krueger just scratched up your tattoo. You know what I mean? Because stretch marks and tattoos don't go together. See, a lot of people get tattoos to cover up stretch marks. Y'all ain't fooling me. You know what I mean? I've been in this too long. I've paid too much attention, and I see what's going on. So I'm just trying to help. And nothing wrong with y'all tattoos. And also these tattoos that are like chains, those are cute as well, but you got to get them right on the bone, and most people don't like that because the bone ain't going to go nowhere. But if y'all get it a little bit lower, like all these titty tattoos and everything like that or whatever, like I said, that shit is going.
That's soft tissue.
Yeah, that's just going.
I think my titties are too sexy to get a tattoo right there. So.
Yeah, and if you got sexy ass, that's another thing. If your shit is sexy already, you don't need to add on to that. You know what I mean? Or you don't need to overdo it. Like I feel like a lot of people that get tattoos, or at least extensive tattoos, are trying to hide up something else. I believe maybe a little.
If
bit,
anything, like if anything, I say put it around the nipple, around the bulb.
Yeah.
Like you don't get a tattoo.
See, now, or get the official ones, ladies. Like I said, everybody already got them, but whatever. Get the, like I said, little shoulders maybe, smaller your back. These are all things that, you know, ladies typically do.
Are you pointing out all my tattoos? Are you just telling everybody where I got tattoos?
I don't know, but these are the basic places that most women get tattooed. We all know this. The base of the back, that's usually one of the main spots
that's
where girls
being
get tattooed.
Smart. You know, they're, being smart. That's what when I was getting my tattoos, I was thinking smart, like, what if I get a career here? How are they, you know, like anything.
Yeah.
When I get there, then I'm going to wild out. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do.
They get
but
on the paper tattoos, the thighs, usually the outer thighs. Some right in the middle of their chest, you know, right in the middle. But it's like, that's what you just said. It's like, you got to realize, ladies, when you get tattoos in certain places, then that limits you of doing certain things. There's certain shit you can't do with tattoos on the side of your face. You know what I mean? There's certain shit you can't do with a sleeve of stars going down from your wrist all the way up to your shoulder, across to your other shoulder, back down your other arm. You know what I mean? There's certain shit you can't do. But this is what I be talking about. This is what I said earlier. Ladies, a lot of women are doing this because they feel that their body, they can get by on their body and get by on just looking good and not having to do anything. So they spend their money on pumping up their body and beautifying their body when they don't need to.
For real.
And so that's, I mean, I always prefer the natural look. I mean, the natural thing, period. Don't get me wrong. I've seen a lot of sexy tattoos. A lot. They're beautiful. But like I said, y'all got to, y'all got to know what y'all doing. Y'all got to be smart. Y'all got to put it in the smart places. Y'all got to do it for the smart reasons. And a lot of y'all just don't do that. Like I said, I just if I'm wrong, please somebody call and tell me 661-621-7559. Let me know. I like to know what's going on. But I, like I said, from what I've seen and what I can put together and what I, you know, one and one does equal two, that's what I'm seeing right now. And I'm just trying to educate.
Can't argue with them.
Thank you. Like I said, I'm just trying to be helpful. I'm just trying to be helpful because, like I said, I'm damn near 30, my damn self. So I know that, like I said, there's a lot of y'all around my age. Like I said, in another 10 years or so, like I said, I'm going to be straight because my tattoos is in places that's straight. You know what I mean? They ain't going to be, the only thing they're going to do is look better if I build muscle or whatever like that. Even if I do what I got to do or whatever, it's going to be okay. Now, some of y'all that I've seen got these tattoos in some of the weirdest places. In about 10, 15 years, those tattoos is not going to be in the same places. Then what?
Yo, it's crazy. Body gonna be all green and purple and pink and shit. Like, damn.
It's just,
what's wrong with you? What you got?
It's just gonna be nasty. And it's gonna be nasty. Nasty, yeah. Y'all are disgusting me out here talking about this. So I'm gonna get into the smoke session right now, y'all. So make sure y'all got y'all blunts, y'all bongs, y'all zigzags, y'all whatever y'all smoking on, man. Put that shit in rotation. Light the tip. Let's roll.
Push the goddamn button.
As soon as it comes on in the smoke session, so make sure, like I said, y'all, I don't know what I like. What's some of my favorite drugs? Cause like I said, I'm not a picky smoker. If it's weed, it gets broke up, it gets rolled up, it gets sparked, and the worst I do right now is ecstasy. And that's not even on an everyday occasion because some of y'all go crazy off these drugs. Like I said, y'all got to stay focused, you got to do everything in line with the right thing. Like I said, you don't want to go overboard with your drug use either because you don't want to become a drug addict, which is not good. So, but I can't sit here and tell people not to do drugs when I do drugs myself. But like I said, I do things. What do they say? Drink responsibly. Do your drugs responsibly. Smoke responsibly. Pop pills. You know what I mean? Pop pills responsibly. Like I said, if you're gonna play with your nose, play with your nose responsibly. Like it's if you're gonna do wrong, do it right. Point blank, period, and that goes across the board.
Hey, but some people get too faded and don't know how to handle it, bro. And that shit is irritating.
Hold on, say that one more time.
Some people get too faded and don't know how to handle it, and that shit gets irritated.
That, and then if you're going to do wrong, at least do the wrong right. Because, I mean, there's a right way to do wrong. Because, I mean, there's the wrong way. There's that I just don't give a fuck wrong. Like, I'm just going to do whatever I want to and don't give a fuck about nothing. And then there's the I'm going to do wrong, but I'm going to try to make it as easy on everybody else as possible. So, I mean, if you're going to do wrong.
All right.
Do it right. Like those.
I'm gonna send you this. I'm gonna send you this track, Vibe Hard. You gonna love that motherfucker.
Oh, okay, that's what I like. Like I said, keep them coming in because people just don't care. Just don't give a fuck. Just don't.
I like
there we go.
Drugs.
Smoke session, y'all. We'll be back.
I like
West Coast Wednesday.
I like drugs. Take me down. Cocaine.
I like drugs. One more.
See, and this shit is just sick. I have to come in and talk in between tracks real quick because instead of the songs playing back to back like they're supposed to, this fucking delay is killing me. But this it's Wednesday, y'all. It's a tough day for a lot of us. So, there we go. My nigga Breeze. Bomb butt. Let's go.
I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that blue dream in Mexico, she got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that sour demon and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that blue dream in Mexico, she got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that sour D's and OG cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt. This is legal in California. You got your medical card, light up your marijuana, man, I'm gone. And I don't think I'm coming back. I smoke three blunts of the purple and stuff Jack and the Sheldon Black. I smoke the bomb. Shit, even my mama know it. Sorry, mom, I love the ganja. That's why I always blow it. I'm a fiend. Addicted to naturality. When the green is in my system, would you love me or be mad at me? Practically, the weed that you smoke, it's irrelevant, man. I blow the good enough to take out an elephant, man. The type of shit I bag and niggas buy if I'm selling it, man. Junior Reed, tell these niggas I'm the medicine, man. AKA Mr. One a Month. I spit the THC to make a nigga wanna roll a blunt. How better yet, probably make you wanna pack a bone. If you high as me, then sing along to the smoking. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time. That blue dream and Master Cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG Cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that blue dreaming Master Cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that sour D's and OG Cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt.
What you want, sativa, indica? One have you turned down, the other have you turned up, they both bomb butts. That platinum, I had you stuck. I took one hit of the blunt and I start rapping like I was drunk. Close to 500 an ounce, that's what I'm talking about. I been had the keys to this game, probably lock you out. Blowing on that bubble kush hash, that'll knock you out. In the S5, windows up, hot boxing it out. I live my life like it's 420 every day. I blow a half an ounce a day, I hope I keep the back away. Closer to my dreams, I'm getting higher than Guapole. Blowing on this train wreck, I hope it don't wreck my day. All this smoking and coughing, I can't feel my face. I swear the skywalker make me feel like I was out of space. Blowing on this fruit, lemon kush, pineapple grape. If you know me, then trust me when a nigga
say, I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that blue dream and Master Kush, it got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that sour D's and OG Kush, it got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that blue dreaming Master Cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb butt. I'm high all the time, that sour D's and OG Cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb butt.
Andre Arnaz, get your flip. So gone.
The hit maker.
My name is,
we already know, 2A, let's go, also known as Larry
Arnett, 2A,
I done blew the whole Twitch pack, and I killed the whole six pack, I don't know why I did that, but I'm gone right, man, I ain't coming back, I done blew the whole Twitch pack, and I killed the whole six pack. I don't know why I did that, but I'm gone right, man. I ain't coming back. I'm so gone. I'm so blown. I be off that I be off that drone. I be off that whatever you need it, I don't care. I be off that baby, you can hit me, I'm a hair. I be in the lair, you be outside. I be in the thing, baby, tryna get
trippin'. We ain't stressin' about these bitches, cause I'm tryna get my dough, and all these niggas got me trippin'. Everybody hates on the DRE, Dr. E. Nah, nigga, not me. I ain't come to save a bitch, nigga. Save no nigga. If I do get on, I ain't helping you, nigga. Fuck a hater. I done blew the whole switch pack, and I killed the whole six pack, I don't know why I did that, but I'm gone right now, and I ain't coming back, I done killed the whole switch pack, and I killed the whole six pack, I don't know why I did that, but I'm gone right now, I ain't coming back. Sometimes I sit back and wonder why am I here. Sometimes I sit back and wish I was up in the Lear. Sometimes I sit back wishing this Lamborghini in front of all of these videos and all of these bikinis was me. But really in reality it ain't. And they see on TV and they think I'm trying to be fake. And I say, nigga, please don't hate. And you say this is nothing, nigga, I say don't take it the wrong way. You fucking haters can kiss me later and see me now. You fucking fakers, my money coming long, but it's kinda slow. And every time I do a stage, I kill a show. I done blew the whole switch pack, and I killed the whole six pack, I don't know why I did that, but I'm gone right now, and I ain't coming back, I done killed the whole switch pack, and I killed the whole six pack, I don't know why I did that, but I'm gone right now, I ain't coming back. Man, I'm gone with the wind, so where do I begin? I love my enemies, so I treat them like my friends. Man, I'm focused like a lens, and we going all in. This is not a fad or a phase or a trend. Got it charted in my skin, and I rep it to the death of me. Take it to the grave, you will never get the recipe or ever get the best of me. I'm freaked and polished, speech like a scholar, but I seen no college. She be giving knowledge, them lips got mileage. Keep big wireless, Christopher Wallace. Bitch, I'm the wildest. My life is a movie. This Rolls Royce music is why she tryna do me. But I don't fuck with groupies. I shoot to my nigga Rose. I be with some pretty hoes. Half black and Seminole. Whole forest feeling so flow so original. Me giving a fuck about a hater, that's a miracle. Even as a child, never mild with my lyrical. Kinda all around one sick individual. I cock my fitted so far to the right. These haters out my motherfucking sight. Cause I'm so gone.
Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should so happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
The world is filled with suckers. Weed calms a nigga down, or else I kill a motherfucker. Now watch me getting high on Cali draw. My peoples never have enough, so I ain't picky, I'm a smoker, so it's all the same. My love for weed will never change. I think I wanna, I'll call my first kid, then I'll call his brother. Third brother's weaker than the others. That's that. Yeah, I love them all. Dagger shows no favoritism. But the police hating, cause they always try to catch me with them. I don't be doing nothing, still they try to pull me under. Wanting me to rat on Ben, my deal is selling. Better find another brother, cause I make you understand. I take weed from the rich to go and smoke with the needy. If everyone was smoking weed, the world would be a better place. Except most people rather hate, so I'll just stay in outer space. Cause I be getting high, I be getting high, I be getting high, I be getting high, I be getting high. From the earth, it don't do nothing but grow. You just break it down and roll it up and spark it and go. So, nope, it's the medicine I favor most. No matter how much I smoke and choke, I never overdose. Some people think it's gross, start talking shit and causing drama. They don't know the power of all this marijuana, smoking Obama. So, make a change. Now my head is spinning, cause I'm puffing on this. I don't be skipping, I be hitting if I see a blunt.
I smoke the whole four.
Yeah, I'm off that bubble gum. But you can keep the script, pass the wheelers, rip a bone.
Smoke it,
Yeah, I'm off that Cheech and Chong. It's Defy Party, did the beat. He knew that I would smoke a sack and have it back within a week. So let me know if they still feeling what the dagger said. And you ain't gotta dance and spark it up, lean and bob your head. I'll be getting high, 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 I'll be getting high,
I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high,
I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high, I'll be getting high,
I'm so high that I can touch the sky.
Am I too critical? We make me analytical. I bet if I stop smoking, I will be a criminal. Let them niggas make their money. They ain't doing nothing evil. I ain't even tripping. Cause Cali about to make it legal. You think I'm smoking now? Watch how I'll be smoking then. I'll fill my lungs with THC and push out all the oxygen. I still avoid the cops or hating. Just don't ever stop. It's not cause I'm scared. Them motherfuckers make me crack my box. Then they take a nigga weak cause they don't want to buy their own. You can have that little sack. You didn't find a whole zone. Now let's get back to work. They tried to make the dagger slip. And I don't sell for any weed. I get on smoking all of it. Throwing up my duffel weed smokers and the west side. Our growers and sellers, cause without them there's no smoke. Some shit the other day that had me paralyzed and stuff. But
this shit right here
gonna fuck me up.
And you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life.
Now I remember why I hate these places. Crowded, loud, but if Francine thinks this is going to save our marriage. All right, target identified. Let's bring on the charm.
Hi, I'm...
Intercourse!
Excuse me?
Intercourse! I'm going to have intercourse with you. I'm divorced, it's fine. God, I guess I'm a little rusty. Need to ease into it a bit.
Yes, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Night, The Dagger, Bang Out Radio, LA West Coast all day. Hanging out, got my girl MIA hanging out with me. And we're gonna get into some quick news, y'all, before we get up out of here. Now, there's a junior high school in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, New York, where 32 students last year were suspended for sexting. Now, I'm trying to figure out, again, one, now see, I done talk dirty on text and everything like that. I done that, like I said, but it's not a dirty talk like I'm having sex with somebody on, you know, through a text. I'm talking about like what I'm gonna do when I actually get there, when I come over, and what's actually about to happen. I'm not trying to have sex through a text message. So number one, I don't get no parts of sexting in the first place. That's a big fucking waste of time.
So you saying 32 children, they got suspended from school for sexual harassment or sexting?
Sexting, for sending texts to each other, for sending these little dirty texts to each other and everything. And again, we were just talking about this earlier. Number one,
I mean, but who figured out? Who told? Who? I mean, what's the fact?
I don't know. Like I said, that's what one of my first questions was too. Is like, how are they finding out how they're doing this? Now, I don't know if people are getting texts and then snitching on people or what's going on. But basically, and then it says a total, there were 500 suspensions total out of 13 schools. So that's about ten suspensions per school, because there's a zero tolerance policy on sexting. Now,
so what they do is just randomly go to your class and be like, okay, this is a shirt. She was about to search your phone. Like, let's see who's sexting. Like, what's the thing?
Even at this, but I mean, we don't got nothing better. Like, we're suspending students for this, because already you got to understand this is junior high school. So I mean, junior high is when people,
yeah,
you know, guys are starting to discover things and trying to get, you know, when I was in junior high, I was doing the same shit. You know, I was trying to see what was up, get it popping, seeing what was going on. I was finding myself in a sense. So.
Yeah, but these young females is out here taking sexy pictures and, you know, doing all this extra stuff. So, I mean, obviously they're sexting back, and I don't know, it ain't a big issue with them. So it's like, their parents just need to talk to them. You know, that's it. You know, educate your children. For real. And they won't, they ain't gonna wanna be sexting. Shit. Just tell them that.
And then we got these other people, and there's a Thai airline. Now, this is a foreign story, y'all. But see, you know, in Thailand and everything, there's an airline over there. Now, they done hired what they call ladyboys. Now, if anybody's seen Hangover 2, we know what ladyboys are. Now, mm-hmm. they done hired these people to be stewardesses or stewards or whatever you want to call them. They done hired, like, 19 of them. So now... They got the transgender, the transsexual people on the airplanes being stewardesses. Now, I'm not trying to sound like this. Like, again, I don't believe in that kind of stuff. I don't fucks with those type of people and everything. But on the other
but
hand,
it is just be like, oh shit, like
yeah, like
for some people,
like do what you do. Like I said, that's your business. I don't fuck with you or whatever. Do what you feel you need to do. But I mean, for real, like I'm not going to Thailand just if I know that these people are on the plane. Like I just don't fuck with certain. Then that shit with I don't know. I think that's just weird to me. But on the other hand, if you look at the picture. They really do just look like just regular Chinese girls. Like, well, no, that one's a dude. That one I could tell. There's like 2 out of 4 you could tell. But these other ones, it's like, are you serious? Like, you couldn't tell, but just knowing
that.
Yeah,
be surprised.
Exactly. You will be fooled. So watch y'all stewardesses and stewards or whoever y'all, because like I said, they out there floating around. They're trying to holler at one of them and wind up just like the dude in Hangover 2 with your ass in the air or something. So be careful. I'm just trying to warn you.
Just like that one episode on Martin when they went to Hollywood. And I think it was the other guy, I forgot his name.
He
had some of this chick in Hollywood. No, it wasn't Cole. It was the one who always had the job, Tommy.
Tommy, who don't have a job. He didn't have no job.
He had met this girl, and Martin was like, you better check the neck. And she was so nervous. He kept trying to check her neck.
And it was just funny. Like I said, that shit is not funny, y'all. Y'all don't want to look like Eddie Murphy. Or like I said, I had a dude, but one of my homeboys, he used to be my homeboy. But I mean, like I said, he would get fooled all the time. And he would just be so thirsty with it that he would just holler at anything. It's like, man, that's a dude right there. We'd be looking at him. They had to stop fucking with him because it's just like, nah, there's something wrong with that, man. If you can't tell, or if you can't just better yourself or anything like that, then you got a problem. So. Like I said, y'all, watch y'all airlines, where y'all traveling, watch where y'all be going. And again, I want to thank y'all for being here. We're about to come to the end of this West Coast Wednesday, some nights, late nights edition. West Coast Wednesdays, Dagger, Bang Out Radio, LA West Coast all day. MI, thanks for hanging out with me. As always, any shout outs, anybody you want to say hello to real quick?
I just want to say hi to everybody and, you know, thanks for checking it out. That's it.
Okay, quick it to the point. All
right. I'm turned down right now, yeah.
You turned up or turned down?
Turned down.
Oh, yeah, that's not good. But like I said, it's Wednesday and some night. We're going to make it over throughout the rest of the week. We got New Year's coming up. Y'all make sure, like I said, I want to shout out my boy Mystery. I know you over there having your phone issues, man. We lost you. Anytime, holler at me. Ivy Love, special guest today. Always good to holler at you, girl. Anytime you want to call in, check in. Who else checked in? Boss Lady herself, Topaz Lachey, hollered at me, talked to me today. And just anybody out there, like I said, listening to my voice right now, anybody trying to do their thing and trying to better themselves, if you want some help, we're here to help. You know what I mean? Everybody needs help. Don't be too prideful to act like you don't need help. Even I need help. I need y'all help by talking about the show, by letting people know what we got going on in here. I need y'all artists to send me y'all music, R&B, rap, hip-hop, whatever y'all got going on, send it here. I will find a place to put it in rotation. Ladies, sexy ladies, we got a lot of modeling opportunities going on and everything, and it could all start right here with Dagger's Beauty of the Week. So send me your pictures, send me your bios. You know what I mean? Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Anything going on, artists I want to set up interviews, producers, directors, get at me. It's nothing. It's easy. It's simple. All right? Make sure y'all check out the website, www.bangoutradio.com. Also, make sure y'all go vote for these artists and these awards, www.iaamawards.com. Even the Dagger is up for Artist of the Year. So if you like the Dagger, go on the website, vote for me. Like I said, help your boy out. I'll be there. Either way, whatever y'all want to do, talk, stay out of trouble. We'll be here on Slap Sundays this coming Sunday. We'll be here for New Year's Day, y'all. So call in. Talk about what y'all did. If y'all not too hungover, drugged up, sleep, passed out, whatever, I'll be here. So make sure y'all get at me this Sunday, 7 to 9, right back here on Bang Out Radio.
We'll see y'all next week. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. And let me see, what am I going to write out on tonight? A couple of things I'm going to write. We're going to get some of this Aston Martin going. I got this brand new Aston Martin I got featuring Robert Curry from Day 26. Good music.
Trying to sit somewhere and just making some good music.